What's up, everybody? Just want to let you know that By the Hood is powered by MDC Strategy. So Corey and I have partnered with several other educators and investors to create MDC Strategy. Just want to let you know this is not a get-rich-quick scheme or a fake internet guru selling you dreams of wealth. This is a community of educators and investors who believe in the power of community and shared ideas. We share information about real estate, long-term stock investing, precious metals, options trading, cryptocurrency, and much, much more. To get more information, go to mdcstrategy.com. What's up, people? Welcome to this episode of the By the Hood podcast or webcast, because I don't know how you're consuming this content. I'm your host, as always. My name is Jimmy, and as we start off every show, that is with gratitude. I want to say thank you to all of our supporters. Support us anyway, man. Special shout out to all the students from MDC Strategy. That's growing. It's amazing. Have fun. We have Monday classes every Monday within our private group. Shout out to everybody who supports the Monday show, by the way, which is Stack Stats at Dot Trying. This is our Wednesday show. We talk about personal finance and black wealth. Friday is our live show where we talk about any and everything. My brother is back. Cool. What's up, good brother?
Man, I'm living la vida loca, man. Life is good, so I ain't gonna complain about it.
You mean you down in the south now, man? You know, everything good down there, man?
Not really. I don't really like the speed people move down here, but
you don't like southern hospitality or whatever they call it.
Hey, listen, man, I'm kind of used to it because my dad from down here, so I spend a lot of time down here. But living here
listen, man. So if y'all in the south or something, man, you need to go have a couple shootouts, dice games or something, man, to make Corey feel at home, man.
No, man, listen, I can find that. You know what I mean? Like, I'm 15 minutes from Houston. Like, if I really want to go find that, I can go find it, but I'm not really looking for that.
I listened to a lot of Brad Jordan growing up, man, and you know, but
it get busy down here. Like, they not slow. It's just
I'm messing with you, man.
The pace is slow for what I'm used to, though. You know what I mean?
All right, well, let's get right into it, man. You know, I like to try to keep all the different shows, relatively, short these days. So we get right into the topics. And for those who are tuning in for the first time on our Wednesday show, we talk about black wealth and personal finance. So salute to y'all. But I got an article I want to share with you guys. Let me pull it up right now. This article says, I have been propping her up for 15 years. My niece, 35, is horrible with money. How can I help her become financially responsible? All right. So the lady says, I told them I would give them some financial advice for a wedding present. And what the lady says, I'm not going to read the whole article. I will leave it in the show notes as well as the description. She's saying that her 35-year-old niece just got married to a gentleman who was in the union and has a really good blue-collar salary, but her niece has kind of been sponging off her entire life, so she's trying to figure out a way to help them out. She's thinking about for their wedding present to get them, like, basically a financial advisor, but she doesn't like her own financial advisor. She thinks he's a waste of time, so she's, you know, asking for recommendations or what to do. But the biggest part of this article that I found interesting is that her niece is 35. Says she's been carrying her financially this entire time. And now, at the age of 35, now she just wants her to become financially responsible, right? I know I can, with about 97.6% accuracy, know what Corey's about to say as it pertains to this specific story. And for those watching, I got a couple questions I'm going to start the show with. I usually ask these questions at the end, but I want you guys to think about this as me and Corey start to converse about this story. How old were you when you were first exposed to money or money concepts or what money is or how to manage money, anything relating to finance? How old were you when that was first, you know, brought to your life? So now I'm going to remove it. I don't want to read the whole article. That's the gist of it. The lady has been carrying her niece, who's 35, and now she basically wants her to grow up financially. Let me get to my brother Corey. Thoughts, bro.
I mean, you helped all this time. Why you won't stop now? like at 35, like you way past the point of I want to stop. Like, I mean, I guess it's never too late to stop, but you way past the point of I want her to be responsible. Like, she done built 30 years worth of habits on your back, And at a point where you want to, you want to, like, she built those habits off your, you know, off your help or, you know, or whatever you was doing. You know what I mean? Like, so to, I guess, to help her change those habits, you got to help her change the habits. Like, you really got to literally walk her through those processes and help her change them, or they not changing because you help build them. You know what I mean? Yep. It's like anything you help build, you got to tear it down if you want it. Like, you literally got to tear her down and start her from scratch and not help her at all. Or you got to do, you know, you got to, you know, help her shift, like, you know, build on the property next to her, you know, kind of, you know what I mean? And like help her shift her financial priorities.
Yep.
And become more relevant, because at the point where you help to build those financial habits, you're going to have to help her break them down. So you still going to have to be there, because she ain't building by herself, and she damn for sure not going to kick them by herself. So you're going to have to, you know.
Yeah.
If you help to build them, you're going to have to help her break them down.
So here's a couple of things. When I thought about this, the first thing that I thought about is our camp. For those that don't know, we have By the Hood Camp, and you can get information at bythehoodcamp.com. This will be our 10th year of having 10th camp, and our camp is free for kids ages 5 and up, and we give them the fundamentals of personal finance. We talk a little bit about everything, budgeting, vocabulary, real estate, the stock market, Bitcoin. We go over a little bit of everything for our kids, and I thought about that as I read this, because one of the questions that people ask me when I'm outside, and they, you know, people know us for the camp, they say, how do you get a 5-year-old or a 6-year-old to pay attention to those things? And, you know, I have my specific answers for that. But I started doing some research, right? And I came across this study. Let me share a little bit of this, too. This is a study that was done from the University of Cambridge. It's called Habit Formation and Learning in Young Children, right? Dr. David Whitebread, and Whitebread is a crazy name, Dr. Sue Bingham from the University of Cambridge, right? And I'm going to go to the page that I was reading, which was page 17, I believe. Let me pull it up here. But this is the actual study. It's a more recent study, and it talks about, like, habits of children, and a lot of it is to deal with their financial habits. And I found this interesting. It goes into part section 3. What can parents, caregivers, and teachers do to encourage positive habits of self-regulation and young children and support their financial understanding? So this is a full academic study, so you're not just hearing me and Corey spew off our opinions. I do like to share.
I said what I said without even knowing that this was even on the table.
Yeah. So let me see. Let me find the exact part that I was trying to go to. So it talks about between 2 and 3 years of age, children are able to distinguish counting words from other labeling terms. And by 4, many children are able to express counting concepts, such as one-to-one corresponding understanding when counting a set of objects, each object needs to be counted. It goes into this whole thing of at what age children are able to understand specific things. But there's another part in here. See if I can find it. But what it says is, a lot of your financial habits and your understanding of finance is developed by the time you're 7. And it did a study to prove this. So a lot of times you may not even recognize that, but it could be from everything from how your parents or your guardian, whoever it may be, talks about money, how they react to money problems, how they react to getting new money. And I was thinking about that, and I'm like, part of this I know is true, because I know how my mom used to act around income tax time. And it was so, and now I don't have those same feelings because we were in two different positions. Like, they be coming after me, but you know, it is what it is, man. But what do you think about this, Core, about 7, the age of 7?
So I know the other stat that says if you're born poor, there's a 96% chance that you'll stay that way. And that's because of this, huh?
That's crazy too, but yeah, go ahead.
But it's because of this, because you form the habits early. And so if you're born poor and you're poor for those habit forming years, then there's the majority chance that you'll be poor.
And so let me read this other part from this study, because I think this is important too. It goes to what you're saying. It says social context also shapes economic beliefs. attitudes and values leading to different levels of knowledge and financial behavior. The delineation and abstraction of the specific set of structures and processes involved in many financial behaviors may be attempted when further cognitive maturation has been achieved. This goes to something else that you always talk about, which is environment, right? So environment is not just environment in terms of safety. It's a financial environment too.
Yeah.
What is the environment with
the environment is everything that go on around, everything that you consume, both consciously and subconsciously, right? And so I always say, if you want to change a person, you got to change their environment. And so the thing is, if they were born poor and that's the environment they grew up in, and then they never move from out that environment, there's a very high chance that they'll actually be what they've seen and experienced.
And here's the other part of the article that I was initially trying to read. You know, it's actually a highlighted part of it. That's why I couldn't find it. It says, by the age of 7 years, several basic concepts relating broadly to later finance behaviors will typically have developed. And that goes from everything from counting to, it says, interventions to support acquisition of counting concepts. So it's a lot of things in here. Conservation, how to conserve things, that comes by the time you're seven. So earning income, you understand a little bit about that by the age of seven. So this is an interesting study. It's a lot of stuff in here. I will put a link to this study in the show notes as well. I'm going to put a link to the article as well as a link to this specific.
I'm glad an article like this exists to prove this everything right here, that I've right ever here. Said.
Here's the thing, McCord. This right here is an article. This is an actual academic study with data.
No, what I'm saying, I'm glad something like this exists, because I've been saying these things for the last 12, 15 years online. You know what I mean?
I know you have. I was actually sitting on this article in this study, and I was like waiting for you to. I said, well, soon as Cord come back, this is what we're going to talk about, because I know that this is your wheelhouse. You said some of these things, but here it is, not coming from you, but an actual academic study kind of co-signing the things that you've been saying on all of our various platforms. But I think it's interesting to see that. So that's why I asked the question to our audience, those that are listening via audio, or if you are watching the video, at what age were you exposed to money concepts? Did your parents take it early? Or, and the second question is, do you have habits as it pertains to your money that come directly from your parents? You ever do something and you say, why did I do that? Oh, because my mom did. And you have no other reason. There's no logic behind it. There's no
100% of my financial habits come from my grandmother.
Okay. Okay.
Right? But she had good financial habits. So I'm kind of glad. You know what I mean?
I wouldn't even talk about just finance, just anything in general. Like, have you ever done something and be like, yo, I do that just because?
Everything I do, because I know how much of an influence my family has had on me.
Yeah.
Like, I grew up, like, I didn't know that people weren't close to their family and stuff like that. Like, my aunts, my uncles, my mom, my grandma.
You had,
like,
a full village.
Yeah, because, well, we also owned 5-6 houses on the same block. So we all grew up together. So, you know what I mean? Like, my cousins, my uncles, my aunts, you know what I mean? Like, so all my habits come from my folks. You know what I mean? Like, good, bad, you know what I mean? Like, things I've learned over the years have changed some of the way I look at the things that, you know, but those habits were formed. Like, the way I look at the world was shaped by the way that they taught me to look at the world. They taught me to question everything, even if it came from them, right? And so with the thing is, there's a way, but they taught me how to question it without making it feel disrespectful. You know what I mean?
And that
was the thing that they taught me. Like, look, you can question everything without it feeling disrespectful. Like, ask the question.
Mm-hmm.
If there's something you don't understand, ask. Because if you'll never know if you don't ask.
So what I want to add to this conversation is that if you're out there and you actually have younger children, start now. Don't wait. Start now. Yeah. Don't wait. I got to wait till they're this age.
No, you
start
don't.
Start building those habits ASAP.
No, you don't.
Yeah, and then again, if you're listening to the audio or watching the video, just go to the show notes, link in the description. I'll put this actual academic article in there. It's going to be a link. You click on it, you get the academic article so you can read through and get the information. I also put an article in there as well. But I think it's funny that she says her niece is 35 and she's been carrying her for 35 years. And I was like, yo, grow up. Don't work that way, sis.
You have to help her break them down. You got to change the environment with it, with all of this stuff happening. Because if you keep putting her in the same environment, no matter what you try to do, her habits are not going to change. Because she's going to do what her highest level of training says to do in that environment. Mm-hmm. Right? So this is me talking, you know, from my level of expertise with, you know, modifying behavior over years. Mm-hmm. If you leave somebody in the exact same environment that they came from, they're going to do whatever they've been trained to do in that environment at the highest level they've been trained to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's all they're going to ever do. So this is why when we talk about recidivism, this is why recidivism is high. Because mm-hmm. if you take the person, once you take them out that environment, they change. And then once you put them back in the environment, they go back to their highest level of training inside that environment, right? Yeah. Because they don't have this, they're not able to self-analyze and self-evaluate and not do the things that got them into the same trouble that they got into, because they don't have the training. They literally
A lot of times people can see that in those situations, but they don't see that how that applies to finance, right?
It applies to everything.
Yeah, but finance is such a unique thing in terms of how people look at finance, and behavior is a huge part of it, right? The mental part of finance is probably 99% of it.
99% is 99% of it, right? Because the thing about it is, if you could figure out how to modify your behavior around money, you can figure out how to modify your behavior about anything. Because the thing is, the world, you get so many stimuli about money that if you can modify your behavior about money, you can literally modify your behavior about anything.
That's an interesting point, right? Because when it comes to money, everybody is out to get your money 24/7, 365.
Yeah, you get a full-on crash course 24/7. If you consume any kind of media, now I'm not even talking about social media, any kind of media at all. If you consume the radio, if you on the internet, if you anywhere you go, somebody is at your dollars, because there's advertising everywhere you go.
Yeah, you say I'm gonna go take a ride and go to the park. You pass
billboards. 50 billboards on the way to the park.
You listen to podcasts that got ads. You listen to the radio. Like, you being sold
to
every
dollar. There's nowhere you're gonna go that somebody is not at your money.
So that's why it's difficult for a lot of people to do that. People are always at your money, and they're always telling you stories, telling you things. And so, anyway, man. But I think it's an interesting article, man. For the folks that are listening or watching, let us know, how old were you when you got exposed to any sort of financial things? And do you wish it was earlier, right? That's the question that we want to get answered. I want to see what the consensus is out there. And also, do you have any thoughts about it? Do you disagree with the article, right? Some people may say, I'm not hungry. I want to do my own study. And that's cool, too. Do you disagree with that? Or what age do you think it's appropriate? If you're saying that this is wrong, what age is it appropriate? So those are the questions we have for you, man. Listen, we appreciate all the support. Make sure you pull up on Friday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have our live show, which is a bunch of fun, and we give away Satoshis. Last week, we gave away like 80,000 sats. We probably give away about 40,000 this week, but we give away sats every Friday, 7 p.m. Eastern on our live show. We've been actually putting the audio of the live show on our podcast feed, so you can listen to it and hear, like, you know, folks chopping it up with us. You can also hear the giveaway. Tune in Monday for the Bitcoin show, StackSats.Trying. By the way, I want y'all to see my new shirt. I don't know if y'all can see this right here. It says, just hodl. Just hodl it. That's all you got to do, is just hodl it, man. Just hodl it. You know what I'm saying? So you know what we're doing, man. Bitcoin Monday. This show is Wednesday. Friday's our live show. And, you know, little reels and clips in between. So make sure you support all of our content. Like our page on Facebook. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Do all the YouTubing stuff. But give us feedback on this interesting article, man. This is a great topic for us. And we got a lot of great shows coming to you pretty soon. Corey, any last words when we get out of here, bro?
Yeah, just expose your kids to the things you want them to actually do.
This is true. And also, if you're interested in our camp, buythehoodcamp.com. If you're interested in our private group, mdcstrategy.com, all of those links will also be in the description. Man, with that being said, as we always say, it's not about how much money you make, it's about how much you keep. Game Elevates, and we'll see you guys in our next episode. Peace.